Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better act somebody.
Hat on,
suit on.
Looking like the trap of dawn.
Giving them all.
Dress
like a million bucks.
Bucks.
Things in its cuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me.
Mm-hmm.
Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Y'all listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show. Today is real simple. For everybody that's trying to become successful on any level, in any arena, any genre, I don't care what it is, if you're trying to be successful, this message is for you. Let me help you understand something real clear. You ain't gonna make it the way you want to. And you're not going to make it to the heights that's fully out there and available for you without God. I'm just going to keep it real simple and clean for you today. You're not going to make it the way you want to. And you're not going to get to the heights that's available to you without God. You have to get this through your head. You can try it if you want to, because I did. I'm here to tell you, I am talking purely from experience here. You can try it without God, and you can see how far you can get. Will you have some measures of success? Of course you will. Will it feel like days like you might make it? Of course you will. But let me ask you a question, though. What you gonna do about them days when you feel like you ain't gonna make it? When you gonna do about them days where it feel like there are no answers to your questions? What you gonna do about them days? What you gonna do about them days when everybody laughing at you and turning against you? What you gonna do about them days when you just don't see no way through it? What you gonna do about them days? I got the sunshine. You know, sunshine cool. Everybody got friends when it's sunny outside. You want some friends? Hit the lotto. You wanna get rid of them friends? Go ask for some help. Man, I'm talking about, man, they scatter like roaches when lights come on. I'm trying to tell you. So now, here we go again. You can do this without God now, because I've done it. And you can have yourself some measure of success. Let me even hip you to a little bit closer, though. Let me tell you why you are doing it without God and having some measure of success. Can I tell you why? Because of God's grace and mercy to us. Because of his grace and mercy trying to keep us in spite of ourselves for the real mission that he really got for us. See, that's the truth of the matter now. Now what we talking about now, Steve. See, so yeah, you can do it without God, and you can have some measure of success without God. And yeah, you got your little degree and everything. Yeah, you completed the program, got all that, yada, yada, yada. But don't you know something? It's because of God's grace and mercy that he helps us anyway, well, even when we ain't asking for help. When he bails us out anyway, when we ain't even asking to be bailed out. You know why? Because he loves us that much, that he would allow us to exist until we get our mind together where he could take us where he's really trying to take us. Let's get this real straight and clear today. You can do this without God if you want to. But I am telling you, to get to where you really want to be and to be all that God has for you, you got to have God. There is no ifs, ands, buts about it. And let me tell you this here. I don't really care what nobody done told you. Are you listening to me? I don't care what they say. Don't get this thing twisted. They got these people out here talking about they Illuminatis and all this here. Man, don't listen to me. Don't get caught in this mess. Don't get caught in no foolishness. You were created by God. God created you and your soul. We were all created in his image. All of us. Don't get to talking about you finna cut a deal with the devil and all. You ain't cut no deal with nobody, man. The devil don't do deals. He one-sided. I'm taking you to hell. You going to hell. You're burning hell. That's his deal. I want your soul. I want you to lose hope. I want you to take your life. I want you to take some other people's lives. I want you to feel hopeless. I want you to realize that there ain't no God. That's his whole deal. His whole deal is negative. Oh, he can talk you into dealing drugs if you want to, but let me tell you something about this. I watch these shows all the time. Drug, ink, and all this here, cocaine, mafia, everybody on now go to jail or get killed. Our prisons is filled today with our young boys because they thought they could outslick the system. They thought they had a way. They thought. They sitting up in here and they fell for the old cliche, man, I got to do what I got to do. I got to get this money. Well, the only reason you got to do what you got to do is because, like I say all the time, you didn't do what you were supposed to do. It is but because of his grace and mercy that we exist. And God is just taking care of you, looking out for you. Got some angels encamped around you until you get your mind right so he can get you where you're going. But now I want you to understand something. There's a cost and a consequence and a penalty for everything we do that's outside the will of God. That's for all of us. All of us have consequences, penalties, and everything that we got to deal with outside of the will of God. Understand that clearly. Don't get this thing twisted sideways. You understand me? You know, I heard a young man tell me one day, he said, Steve, you know, man, I just don't see how God looking out for me. If he would allow all these things to happen to me, I'm having such a hard time in my life. I really don't see how there's a God looking out for me. I looked at the young man. I said, let me ask you something, man. You still breathing? He said, yeah, I'm standing here talking to you. I said, you're still free. He said, what you mean? I said, you ain't locked up, are you? He said, no, I'm standing here talking to you. I said, where you get them clothes from? I bought them. I said, well, you bought them with what? I bought them with money. I said, where you get the money from, young man? He said, I got a job, Mr. Hoff. I got a job. I said, well, where you live, though? He said, I got an apartment. I said, well, where you get the apartment from? Mr. Harvey, I'm working. I got an apartment. I got a job. I said, oh, okay. Okay. So now this God ain't looking out for you thing. Finish telling me what you're telling me. Well, see, man, I'm having it real hard right now. I said, hey, man, are you hungry? Have you had lunch yet? He said, yeah, you already had lunch yet. I said, oh, okay. So go on, finish telling me about this, how God ain't looking out for you. He said, and you know, man, every time I try to do something, it seemed like it go wrong for me. I said, but let me ask something, man. I said, every time it go wrong for you, I say, somehow you survive it. He said, yeah, I survive it some kind of way, but it still be all messed up for me. I said, but you still got through it though. He said, yeah. I said, okay, man, go on, finish telling me how God ain't looking out for you. And he stopped. He said, hey, Mr. Harvey, he said, how come every time I tell you something that's going wrong, you keep telling me God looking out for me? I said, because you're still here, man. I said, see, you don't understand it. I said, you seem to think that you're supposed to skate through life, that it's all supposed to go how you want it, any kind of way. I said, man, these is the test of your faith. I said, God looking out for you the whole time. I said, every time you tell me something going wrong, you seem to turn around and tell me how you survived it. You keep telling me what ain't going right, but you keep telling me all these things you have. I said, man, so what you got to do is you got to stop looking at the what you ain't got column and start focusing on the what you do have column. But if you ain't happy with nothing he done for you, you want him to keep piling stuff on. I said, you failing the test, young man. The test is, are you grateful for where you are right now so I could give you more so we can move forward? He said, oh, man, I never even looked at it like that. I said, well, why don't you take your blessed cell phone somewhere and sit down? He said, man, I think I'm going to go on over here and let you finish talking. I said, thank you, son. Sometimes you just got to look at what you do got, folks. That's all it is, okay? You can't make it without God, y'all. You got me today? All right, let's be clear. Let's go.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know, it's so important to have representation in media. I remember growing up in Chicago, I was heavily influenced by the beautiful voices on the radio. Well, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama, to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, the time has come. Another day has arrived, another blessing, another gift. That's why they call it the present. You can't beat it, man. I'm at a loss for words. I just don't know how to fix it every day to fully explain what he does. It's unexplainable. This is amazing, man. It's really amazing. The fact that he can make that song come up every day. I mean, he don't miss. He don't miss. Amazing, man. Then everybody was going through the eclipse yesterday. I didn't really understand that. It was okay. Hope you enjoyed your eclipse day or whatever it was the other day.
Monday.
Yeah, it wasn't no biggie for me.
Really?
No, I mean, the sun go down every day. You don't be there for that. You know, the fact that they moved it up a little bit didn't really. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, Steve Harvey Morning Show, Shirley Strawberry, Carla Pharrell, Mississippi Monica Jr., and the legend that is Nephew Tommy Jr., what's on your mind today?
You know, Uncle, we're getting ready for the summer, trying to plan vacations, Uncle.
Uh-huh.
My wife saw a picture of you and your family on the boat. How much that boat be that you be on?
man, you know, St. Patty's Day, man, it comes like usually during March. And that's why I try.
March 17th. That's what
March 17th, somewhere around St. Patty's Day, something like that.
You start planning for that trip. You start planning for your.
No, I'm just saying that's when St. Patty's Day is.
Okay. What that got to do with the boat?
Well, yeah. How much is the boat, though? The boat. She won't go on the boat. She won't say, I want to do what the harvest do.
Do you know that turkey prices was up last year?
That's
past holiday. Boy, them turkeys
high.
Yeah, they were. They were.
So,
yeah.
Okay. So, looking at me, Unc, and knowing my situation, like, because, you know, I don't have no problem telling you, Unc. I mean, you know me. I just asking what the boat is, like, for, like, let's say, like a week. Let's say a week on the boat, on that boat that you
Well,
on.
Let me ask you a question, man.
Uh-huh.
How much is penicillin now?
Who knows?
You need some penicillin?
I don't need no penicillin, but I just
got an infection.
Yeah, I'm checking my body now, Carl. Try to figure. Do I need to check? See if I got an infection.
Asking that question.
Is what he's asking me? Yes. Is what he's saying?
Yes.
That's why he's just throwing out random.
Oh, I thought he just didn't. Okay, let's say we just want to do a week on boat. Like, you like the boat lying on the seas, like that boat right there. What is that? A week?
That was an old boat we used to take. It was called Sea Lion.
Sea Lion, same thing.
Lying on the seas.
I probably need to be on it, but if I don't even know the name, but I probably don't need to be on it, huh?
You know, Junior, this whole conversation, what I'm trying to avoid is
what's the budget?
Well, the first boat I took.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Was the one you probably want to look at.
Okay, I'll look at that. But I'll tell you right now, the way you talking, I probably need to catch a ferry and put on that. That's probably, I probably don't just catch a ferry.
Exactly.
Coming up in 32 minutes after the hour, we will hear from the nephew as he runs that prank back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now to run that prank back with the nephew. What you got for us, Neff?
This for them big kids that's on the school bus, Shirley. This for them big babies. This right here. Yeah, we got to get that weight down. I am Mr. Ernest, the bus driver, and I refuse to continue with it. We got to get this weight down, okay? We're going to weigh your baby before your baby can get on the bus. If your baby overweight, your baby got to walk.
Leave the babies alone.
Listen, if we have more bus drivers like this, we'll save a lot more buses, save these axles, all this stuff. There's a lot going on out there.
Not the axles.
What? You ain't seen these baby weights? What?
Wait.
This right here is called... This right here is called baby weight. Baby weight. Let's go, cat dog.
Hello.
Hello, I'm trying to reach Trina, please.
Yeah, this is Trina.
Hey, Trina, my name is Ernest Murphy down here at the bus barn with the from the school district. Your son is Devin, am I right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now he's in the sixth grade, I think.
Wait, is everything okay?
Yeah, everything is fine. I think he rides bus 93. Does he ride bus 93? Are you familiar with the bus number?
He does.
Okay, so now the school board has implemented a new rule, and we're having to call a lot of parents and let them know about the new rule as far as the buses are concerned. Now, from my understanding, each child that gets on the bus has to weigh less than 125 pounds. That's what the new rule that is implemented by the school board.
Can you say that again? I feel like you just missed something.
Each child that gets on the bus has to weigh less than 125 pounds.
I don't understand. What does that mean?
So starting on Monday, what they're going to do is they're going to, the bus driver will have a scale, and he will weigh the kids before they get on the bus. I understand, man, but like I say, I'm calling every parent
you're gonna weigh my child before he gets on the bus?
That's what the new rule is. If he's over 125, then he'll either have to walk or you'll have to take him to school.
I have a job, okay? I have a job. I'm not gonna take my kid to school. That's what the bus is for. That's what my tax dollars pay for. But what's the reasoning, the rationale behind this?
Okay, let me tell you what's going on. From what they're saying is that the weight of these children is wearing down these transmissions on this bus, on these buses. The transmission cannot take all of that. So they are limiting the weight of each child. So now how much does
that, I think that's discrimination. I think that's discrimination.
But is your son over, is he over 125 pounds?
He's a tall kid.
Then you're probably going to have to take your son to school, or he's going to have to walk. He probably need to walk to school if he already 125 pounds.
That is so rude. What the absolute are you talking about? All I'm saying
is if your son is overweight, 125, you know, maybe the exercise are doing good, but like I say, the school board is not going to allow him on the bus.
Sir, I will not accept this. Who do I need to call? Is there a manager? Is there a city council member? I mean, this is seriously the most f***ed up discriminatory practice I've ever heard of. It doesn't even make sense. You're talking about a child.
I understand, but we're talking about a child that weighs more than a grown person.
What is your name, sir? Tell me your name again.
My name is Ernest. I'm down here at the bus bar.
I would like to speak with a supervisor, like now.
Okay.
You do not get to speak to my child that way. You don't get to speak to any kid that way. You should not be working at a school if that is your attitude.
I don't work at the school. I work at the bus barn. I'm down here at the bus barn. And they gave me your number. Evidently, they're right. Because you're saying he's over 125 pounds.
I am in absolute shock. This is so f***ed up, dude.
Okay. So do you have a fat child? Do you have a big child?
Listen, what my child looks like, how much he weighs, is none of your business. I'm going to call the school. They should be working with your company if this is the way that you treat people. And you talk about children this way? But what the f*** is the matter with you?
I guess what they're doing is this is the way of them approaching obesity. You know, whoever over 125, let them walk. They might walk at all. Your son might.
Listen, that is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard, okay? I have to work. My son is getting on that bus, and I'm going to call the school board and should not be working with you. Maybe another bus company. I don't know, but I'm calling the city. I will call whoever the they need to call, but you need to give me a supervisor's name right now. Right now.
Do you think you need to start cooking different so Devin don't have, you know, maybe it starts at home with what you feed him.
Everybody you know, I am calling your supervisor, I'm calling the city, I'm calling the school. I am going to get you so fired. Like, I can't even believe that you're allowed to make this call. Like, are other parents okay with this?
I'm calling. When you're on your way to work in the morning, Trina, do you listen to the Steve Harvey Morning Show?
Oh, my God. Yes, I do.
Trina, this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show, baby. Yes.
Nephew Tommy.
Your cousin Vicky got me to prank phone call you, baby.
Oh, my God. I'm going to kill her.
Yeah.
God. I mean, I was like, oh, my God. I love Steve Harvey. I love you. I was about to have a heart attack. Thank God.
You got to tell me this, baby. Trina, what is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey.
Let's get it down. Yeah. Let's get it down. I'll be back in an hour just as ignorant, just as stupid.
Uh-huh.
Nah.
We already know that goes without saying. You're like stating the obvious, preaching to the choir, you know? You know that, right? Coming up next, it is Ask the CLO.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, the Democratic National Committee chair will be our special guest, and we will discuss this year's presidential election and why it is crucial, crucial for us to vote. That's all coming up, but right now it is time to Ask the CLO, our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey. This one's from Calvin in Brickell. Calvin says, my wife and I are buying our first home, and I'd like to live in the suburbs, but she wants to live in the city. I hate it when she goes to the club with her girlfriend. So I want to buy a home way out so she can't be in the street. Am I too controlling?
Well, you're going to be living in the city. I could tell you that. So you move out there in the suburbs if you want to, dog. But why is your wife still in them streets?
Why is she still clubbing?
Bigger concern for me. Am I being controlling? It ain't that you being controlling. It's the fact that she ain't going to be controlled. That's what the issue is, dog. So I don't want to get in your business or nothing like that, but your concern ain't, are you being too controlling? That ain't your concern.
All right.
She not having it. She in the streets.
We in the
even if he moves to the suburbs, she's going to drive to the city.
Right. Yeah. She just going to be gone longer, that's all.
Yeah. Moving on to Lorraine in Camden. Lorraine says, my husband loves to play cards. His female friend from childhood was his partner for years before we started dating. Well, Friday night, he asked me if I minded if she was his partner for the night, and I'm still hurt. He said, I'm being a baby. Am I really?
See, dog, you stupid, too. The man is stupid. You taking your wife to the card party, obviously, and then ask your wife, could she be my partner for the night?
His ex.
Are you kidding me? Well, it's not his ex. They're supposed to be childhood friends.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you hurt. But, see, let's also look at the fact, though. You can't play cards good.
And this is it, spades. Ain't
you sit up here, you reneged three times last year.
We can't
and
do
then
it.
You missed 12 books.
Yeah.
What I ain't finna do is sitting up in here, man, just watching. I'm watching you. You girl.
Mm-hmm. Can't have it.
You played the Ace of Diamond.
Right.
You won the book. Then you came back and you played the Ten of Diamonds.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Your reasoning was you had the queen.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but somebody else had the
I got king.
King.
And, well, what are we doing?
Right.
I was trying to draw it out. What?
Draw it out. Yeah.
What you talking about?
Yeah.
See,
yeah.
So that's why he really want to play with her. Because you don't play cards that good. And he loved to play cards, and he grew up playing cards.
Yeah.
You didn't. Cards ain't your thing. Now, you could just let him have his partner and sit over there and sit next to him and pull for him. You could look in his hand, point at the wrong card, you know, and all this here. He trying to win that thing. Yeah. Oh,
she could keep score. Yeah. But this is serious.
Yeah.
It's an art to that.
All right,
right.
Lorraine and Camden, get your game up. Moving on to Pooh in Montgomery, who says, I went to see Nephew Tommy's show last week and I left my husband at home because he's a hater. I made a little joke by saying that you, Tommy, or Junior could be my hall pass. He is hot with me. Why can't he see that it was only a joke?
I clearly see that it was a joke.
Steve, I'm shocked.
Tommy, or Junior could be my hall pass.
I'm actually floored.
What's wrong, Junior?
They don't somebody like hall pass. Race. They sexy. They don't like
what? Boy, quit playing.
Steve,
it was a joke. Like I'll say, it clearly joke.
Why can't her husband see it, Steve? That it was a joke.
Well, see, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here I go.
Come on, what?
I think the reason the husband don't see it as a joke, because they all the same height.
Who was they?
What?
The husband and Tommy.
They put you
Tommy,
in.
Him, he, the Tommy, husband, and Junior.
Junior and Tommy, they all the same height.
Yeah. That's what you got out of that.
That's what I'm thinking it is right there. You know, man. So he feel threatened.
But she threw you in there, though.
No, she
didn't. She said you, Tommy, and
Junior. Yeah.
No, she did. No, reason it is. No, she did. She went to see Tommy.
I know, but right. She said she made a little joke that by saying that you, Tommy or Junior could be your hall pass.
Exactly.
You didn't hear that?
The three amigos. Uh-huh. Let's go.
Let me tell you something. When she said hall pass, I was going to the bathroom. I thought that was that meant.
Oh,
oh
from
wow.
School?
You be a hall pass. Oh, I'm going.
That's not what that means, Junior.
I got it now.
All right, Steve. So you don't understand. You don't see. Well, you see it now, how you were in that? You see it now?
I mean, you know, you can't tell your man it's three people you could have.
Uh-huh. As a joke?
No.
Not even as a joke.
He clearly
coming home from a comedy
show.
I tell
you what. Let's reverse it.
Okay.
Here we go.
Tosh come in the house ago, baby. I went out there. That was crazy. I went to see y'all live broadcast. You know, my hall pass could be that little girl do y'all social media, Shirley or Monica.
And I slapped him.
Yeah, she knocked him out.
Slapped
the end.
That one wrong. Which one of y'all? What?
Right across his lip.
That's a joke.
All right. You played
all right,
too much.
Moving on. Moving on. This is from Allison. Last one, Steve, in Danbury. Allison says, I have a male roommate, and sometimes we sleep in the same bed, but we've never touched each other. He's my best friend, and that is it. He asked if his girlfriend can move in, but she doesn't like me. Should I try to welcome her or move out?
Yeah, you're going to have to move out. Let me explain something to you. What y'all in the bed?
To sleep.
Did you sigh?
The roommates is more than one room.
Sleeping.
You ain't got a room, and you ain't got a bed.
Well,
I'm telling you right now, it's on his mind. I'm telling you right now.
He has a girlfriend, though. That's why he wants her to move in.
I ain't got nothing to do with that.
He got a girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. He has a girlfriend that he wants to move in.
Do she know he sleep in that bed sometimes?
Well, that's not in here.
No.
They're just...
That's why she don't like it, because she got a feeling about something anyway.
he and his roommate are just best friends. That's all.
That's a lie. That's a lie. Why do you go in there and get in the bed with him? Or why does he come in there and get in the bed with you?
Cuddling.
They don't touch.
Cuddling.
All right.
Okay.
All right, CLO.
Coming
up at the top of the hour, we have a special guest as we switch gears here. DNC Chair Jamie Harrison will be on to discuss this year's presidential election. You don't want to miss it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly, or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Imagine a sharp, stabbing pain on your skin. Sounds like a nightmare, right? While individual experiences may vary, it's how some people describe shingles. This painful, blistering rash could interrupt your life for weeks. It could even force you to cancel social events or weekend plans. Over 99% of adults 50 years or older already carry the virus that causes shingles. 1 in 3 people will get it in their lifetime. Why wait? Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles today.
Hey, we got a special guest this morning. He is the chair of the Democratic National Committee, and he's joining us again as promised. He's got valuable invaluable information to share on what's at stake for black voters in this year's presidential election. He's going to share a few facts on how the Biden administration continues to deliver for black voters. Now, listen, y'all, the reason I'm having this man on is because he made some points last time that was so valuable. And I think we're missing the point here because I'm hearing too much counter information that's not true. And I think this man did about as good a job as I've heard of anybody explaining the Biden administration's position. So please welcome back to the show, Mr. Jamie Harrison.
Well, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Hello, everybody.
Good, good.
Good to be back on.
Good. Listen, man, let's get to it. You know, I think, me personally, after talking to you and then researching myself, I found that the Biden administration has continually delivered for black voters, and I wanted to have you back on so we could talk about just a few of President Biden's accomplishments thus far.
Well, Steve, just yesterday, I don't know if your listeners tune in to the president, but he talked a little more about student loan forgiveness, and I just want to back up and you know, go to that way back machine. You remember when he first became president, he said that he wanted to do $400 billion in student loan relief. The Republicans didn't want that. They sued him, took him all the way to the Supreme Court. Clarence Thomas and his right-wing buddies on the court said that the president didn't have the authority to do it. And Joe Biden pulled the usher, and he said, watch this. And so he has been rolling out proposals. So up until yesterday, he had forgiven $140 billion for 4 million Americans. Yesterday, he rolled out a big proposal, and I believe that particularly two parts of this proposal are going to have a disproportionate impact on black folks, but particularly your leaders. The first part of this, and this, if this proposal happens, 30 million people will get some form of student loan debt relief. But two parts that I really want to highlight. First, borrowers who have seen their debt grow due to unpaid interest. How many of us know folks who've been paying their student loans, but paying the principal, but that interest kept accruing and accruing and accruing. And now they have more debt than they had when that they actually borrowed because the interest is accrued over time. Those folks are going to see their debt wipe out. 25 million people eligible under that category. And that particularly is relevant to black voters because I know so many friends and cousins who fall in that category. And then there's a second category, borrowers who've been repaying their undergraduate loans for 20 years or more. There's some of us diligent paying the student loans, but they still got the payment, and it's been 20 years since they graduated or stopped school, but they're still paying. Those folks will see their student loans waived. As the president said, this is a BFD. This is a big deal for a lot of people, and they're going to put money back in their pockets. And, folks, this is the contrast. Donald Trump doesn't want to give you that type of student loan relief. What he's talking about is tax cuts for billionaires, all the people who was at Mar-a-Lago with him last weekend, but nothing for you, working people in this country. And that is the stark difference between Joe Biden, who wakes up every day thinking about working people in this country, particularly black folks, and Donald Trump, who don't care anything about any of us.
Well, you know what, man? I've been telling people on this radio show because I play golf with these people. I'm in business with these people. I get to sit in the rooms with wealthy people. They do not care about you. And Donald Trump don't give a damn about you. Donald Trump has never been regular. He's never had a regular day in his life. He has had a privileged life. Privileged people can't even imagine what it is to want to make rent this month, to have to make a decision between paying a bill and buying some extra stuff for the kids or groceries. When you're privileged, you don't even know what that is. So he can't relate. So when bills come to him and things come to him, he's going to react the way he knows how. His whole objective is to fix it for the rich because his claim is the rich provide jobs. That's a true statement. But if the person that goes to Walmart can no longer afford to go to Walmart, what do you think happens to this system?
It all falls apart. It all falls apart. And that's why Joe Biden keeps saying, you got to build this economy from the middle out and the bottom up. not from the top down. Mm-hmm. You've got to get middle-class people and working people so they have money in their pockets. Because they have money in their pockets, they're going to spend that money. And you continue to see growth in the economy because of it. But if you just give it all to the top, you know, people just hoarding money. After a while, they ain't going to spend it. And if working people can't spend, then this economy falls apart. And that's what the president knows. Joe Biden understands that. And that's why he is trying to make sure that working people have more money in their pockets, from housing to health care to student loans, making sure that we provide relief so that they can spend more and do more for their kids and their family.
Yes.
Hey, man, listen, I want you to stay right here, because when we come back, I want to talk about this issue right here. I want to focus on a woman's right to choose, because, you know, Donald Trump, I've been watching this guy. He's been claiming he's going to make a statement about abortion, about a women's rights. He's going to make a statement real soon. And then I watched, and his statement came out, and all he did was say it's a state's choice. It should belong to the state, because he knows what he's done with these three Supreme Court justice appointments, how it's affected the Roe versus Wade, and the Republicans know that this is a touchy subject for them. So we're going to get into it when we come back. We're going to focus on a woman's right to choose when we come back. We'll be right back with more right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
We're back, everybody. Our special guest is the chair of the Democratic National Committee, Mr. Jamie Harrison, who I've invited back on the show because he has done as good a job as I've seen of anybody explaining the Biden administration advantage for all of us voters of color. And now I want to talk to you about this. Let's focus on a woman's right to choose. That's a great place to start. How can our listeners be more understanding of this issue when it comes to the difference between Biden and Trump?
Well, folks should understand that the law of the land was the Roe decision. For 50 years in this country, women had complete autonomy and control over their bodies, the freedom to do in terms of their bodies. Donald Trump appointed three of the most right-wing zealots on the Supreme Court. And many of them, you all remember, in the testimony said, when asked about Roe, they said, you know, it is stare decisis, which means that it is already settled law. We won't touch it. It is the law of the land. And by then, they went to the Supreme Court. They lied in those hearings and went to the Supreme Court, and they overturned Roe. For the first time in my lifetime, we have less freedoms in this country than we had. And that is because these right-wing zealots appointed by Donald Trump, who he claims, and he's lauding the fact that it was his justices that overturned Roe,
right,
ripping women freedom away from them. So we got to understand that. And now what we are seeing in these individual states, we just saw in Florida that it's a 6-week ban. Most women won't even know that they're pregnant yet, that there's a 6-week ban in terms of abortion. We're seeing some of the most draconian things. We just saw this video in Texas where people are basically saying if a woman gets an abortion, then she should be tried for murder. And the doctor should as well.
What?
So, folks, I want you to understand what the Pandora's box that Donald Trump has opened up and what this means for women in this country. And understand, it's a slippery slope. When you take away somebody's freedom, it is very easy to then go look at other freedoms that they have and take that away as well. And so we got to do everything that we can to make sure that we reinstate Roe as the law of the land. And that's what Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are committed to doing. Don't let Trump, he's going to say all kinds of things because he just wants to get back in the White House. And he'll try to say, well, I don't believe in a national abortion ban. Donald Trump has flip-flopped on the issue of abortion. There are more flip-flops Donald Trump has than flip-flops you'll find in Myrtle Beach during the summer. This man is on all sides of this issue. But we got to make sure that we understand that we're in this situation because of Donald Trump. So don't think he's going to make it better. He's only going to make it worse. And we got to stand up and protect women's right to control their own body.
Absolutely.
You should not have Donald Trump or Lindsey Graham or anybody in the medical room with you to make a decision about how you control your own body.
Yes, sir.
I think that puts it on the head. Yeah. Jamie, man, thank you so much, brother. Get out to vote. Let's make a difference. We'll be right back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so Steve, let's see if you can help us with a few things, some of our listeners. I'm going to read someone's really polite comment or question, and we're going to need you to tell us what that person really meant. Okay, let's go.
Okay.
This is a woman saying, "Oh, Tom, I didn't know you and your mom were so close." What does she really mean?
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. So she's talking to a man named Tom.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Tom, I didn't know you and your mom were so close.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, Tom, I thought you could stand on your own 2 feet. I didn't know you was a little weak pie back, little jelly back, little boy.
Little mama's boy.
Yeah.
That's what she meant. That's
what glad she I ain't meant. Dating your punk ass.
All right.
Mama's boy.
Okay, here's another one, Steve. This is also from a woman. She says, John, you're slurring your words. I can't understand you.
You drank too damn much. You're going to mess around and lose your job.
Okay. That's what she really wants to say. All right. Okay, here's another one. We do love children, but this is an adult wedding reception, so no kids.
Don't bring them ill-mannered little bastards you done raised over to this reception we have, because the last time it was over there, Keisha and them wedding, they knocked the cake down off the table and they set up here and knocked over the punch bowl. And everybody knew it wasn't just punch in that bowl. So now we lost all that liquor money, too.
Okay, that's what they really want to say.
That's
all right,
it.
Here's another one. Here's another one. Do you see a dentist regularly?
You know what? I don't know if you noticed it, but we can see that little gap on the side of your teeth, because when you smile, it just stopped being teeth right there. Probably need going up in there and see that, because I'm telling you right, I knew that when you smile real hard, you can see that hole.
Mm-hmm.
You can see that.
Wow! That's what that meant?
Yeah.
Do you see dentists regularly? All right. Well, I think you're breaking it down for us, Steve. This one is no thanks. I don't want anything. I ate dinner before I came over here.
Well, just sitting here looking at your fat ass, I'm going to pass on my meal, because I, Lord know, I can't get to where you at right now. Oh. I'm just going to sit over here.
Okay.
Obviously, y'all just use extra grease and butter in y'all food preparation. I'll wait till I get home.
Okay.
Whoa.
How do you really feel? Okay.
Okay.
All right. Last one. Last one, Steve. Girl, I thought that was a tarantula on your forehead.
I know you think that's a beauty mark. But, girl, let me tell you something. Them eyelashes sitting up on your head. You need to rethink your lashes, baby, because them ain't all black. What is you trying to, what is you getting ready for rain?
Getting ready for rain.
Okay.
I love
all right,
Steve's
so that's what these people are really trying. Yeah. Thank you, yeah, for your interpretation. Yeah. Good,
wow.
Carla. Tell us what they really meant.
Can we call it put some N-word on it? Because I like it like that.
Put some N-word on it?
Put some N-word on it.
He just says anything that comes to
him.
Anything. No,
I tried to stop it.
You tried.
You got any more, Shirley? That's it.
What about the one? No, that was it. That was it. Oh, what about the one the woman told you? What does she really mean when she said, "I didn't like your features"?
Yeah.
Facial features.
I'm not going to the prom with your little ugly ass.
That's exactly what
I knew. That's what she meant.
That's cool.
I don't like your facial features. But damn it, I don't have the money to do nothing about it. There wasn't no BBLs back then or nothing like that. We ain't even ain't nobody had no money for that. You just had to deal with it.
Yeah.
But I've noticed about BBLs, I'll say this. Black women's bodies have been like this the whole time, and everybody used to make fun of it because white men always like just breasts because they weren't getting the curvature in the back, so they made fun of women. Now all of a sudden, everybody won't. what the black woman been having all this time.
Oh, there you go. Trendsetters.
Everybody wanted. Now they all walking around looking back at their booty now because you done found a way to get some.
All right. Thank you, Steve. Coming up next, the nephew and the prank phone call for today right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at about 4 minutes after the hour, it's my strawberry letter for today, and the subject is, he smells like grease and mothballs. Ew. We'll find out what that's all about in just a few.
Thanks.
But first,
Herman.
It is time for the nephew and today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
All right, before I get started, let me put it out there. I am getting ready to head to the Comedy Factory in Baltimore, BMO in Maryland, Baltimore, Maryland. That's April 19th and 20th. Boy, I got popping. I'm a little bit popping, Back by popular demand. BMO, you know how we do it. We rock it. We have a whole lot of fun, whole lot of jokes. So get yourself some tickets. I will be at the Comedy Factory. This right here, this prank right here, this is...
Hurry up.
Give the drummer some. Give the drummer some. Not the bass player, not the piano player, not the horn player, not the background, but give the drummer some, all right? Okay. Cat dog, if you would.
Hello? I'm trying to reach Richie.
Is he?
Hey Richie, how you doing? You the drummer for the band?
Yes, I am. What can I do for you?
Okay. All right, and you also the guy that you manage. You the manager of the band too, right?
Correct. What's up? Okay.
All right. We want to book you guys for. I think it's going to be in February. All right. February 16th. That's. My name's Carter. They told you I was going to be calling?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to go through a little check minus list here, make sure we're on the same page, and we got everything's going to be good that night. But I hear you guys, I'll tell you something. You guys come highly recommended. You know that, don't you?
I appreciate that. We know that. We're the best band out there.
Yeah.
So. It's all good. Sounds all good. Sounds perfect.
All right, now let's talk about money, because that's always the most crucial thing to talk about. Now, you guys...
Sounds good.
You guys are supposed to be, about $3,500, from what I understand?
Correct.
All right, now how many hours do I get you for $3,500?
So, what time are we starting at?
We're going to start at 7, probably 7:30, you know, get that thing jumping off by 7:30. I think that's going to be good.
Yeah, we could play till, like, I guess, put at 10 o'clock.
7:30 to 10. Okay.
Correct, yeah.
I'm going to tell you something. They're not going to get going good till about 10. Okay. So I'm gonna say this to you right now. You think you guys could probably go to midnight, maybe 12:30, if I make that thing a nice $5,000?
Sounds good to me. We could definitely work with that.
You can work with that?
Yeah. We'll accommodate. It's going to be an awesome party. We're gonna bring it for you.
Okay. All right. We got that out of the way. I tell you what. I think the main thing that we haven't gone over is we haven't gone over the songs. And that's what's going to be important for this showdown. Now, you got a pen and a pad? You can write this down?
Yeah. I'll write it down. Give me a second.
No, go ahead. Do what you got to do.
All right. Yeah. I got it. All right. I'm ready.
I just want to be clear. You guys, when you go do gigs, you do have people that want certain songs. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah, usually, yeah. All right, if you got any requests, definitely let us know. We can accommodate.
All right. Well, here we go. I want you to write this down. I got some that we got to make sure this is going to be during the height of the party. Here we go.
Okay.
Friends in Low Places by Garth Brooks.
Okay.
Tennessee Whiskey. That's Chris Stapleton. You know that.
Okay.
My Kind of Party. That's Jason Aldean.
Hold on for a second. Is that country music?
You not that's country music. Well, that's everything we gonna do. That's gonna be country music.
Bro, I gotta tell you right now, man. R&B. That's our specialty. Did you not know that? You know what I'm saying? We played R&B. You did not know that?
All I know is you guys come highly recommended. They tell me you guys can sing any thing in the world. All I know is I want some dadgum country. I want some dadgum country music going on around here.
I understand now, that, but you know our specialty is R&B. That's our specialty. You know what I'm saying? It's not like we're trained monkeys where we could just learn something new last minute like that. You know what I'm saying?
Let's get one thing understood. You're the person that said monkey. I ain't said about no
female. And you know that we're an R&B band. That's our big thing. That's what we promote ourselves as.
Let me ask you something, Richie. Let me ask you something. Now, do you not want to make the $5,000 that you and I have already negotiated?
I don't like being disrespected, though. You know what I'm saying?
And nobody's disrespecting you at all.
You're disrespecting us. We're an R&B band. We don't f*** with country. You know what I'm saying?
Hang on here, Richie. You got something against country music?
I have no problem with country music. It's just that we have a full horn section, which doesn't really work with country music. You know what I'm saying? We play R&B. It's not our genre.
I got what you're used to doing, but if I don't hear Let Me See Your Girl by Cole Swindell, then it ain't going to work for me. I got to get that. I got to get Slow Burn by Tim Hicks. I got to get All My Rowdy Friends Are Coming Over by Hank Williams Jr.
I mean, yo, you know what?
Wait. Kevin over at the bank is telling me that you guys can sing anything in the world. Now, I know you ain't telling me that Kevin's lying.
I mean, maybe he should have told you explicitly what we do and what we play. You know what I'm saying?
I've never met anybody in my life that play a problem playing Garth Brooks, Chris Stapleton, Jason Aldean, Brooks and Dunn, Blake Shelton, Cole Swindell. Lady A, you going to sit here and tell me you can't play none of these songs. I want you to get on the stage and sing these songs that we won't go. We ain't got time to find another group. Everybody's
booked
up now.
You know what? I don't give a f*** about your stupid party. You know what I'm saying? You came to us to play music, and then we told you what we do.
Hang on. You know, right now I feel like we had a standoff at the OK Corral.
What the f***? All right. Let me talk to my band. All right, because this is going unnecessary too far. You know what I'm saying? Maybe we could make it work.
All right. Well, let me ask you something. Is Dre the bass player?
Yeah, correct.
Okay. Can I tell you something about Dre?
What about him?
Dre got me to prank phone call you. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show, baby. You just got pranked by your boy in the band, Dre.
damn.
Oh, snap. Okay, I got to ask you something, man. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Huh? Come on. This ain't Texas. You can't hold them.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Play too much.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody got to be stupid, man. Y'all liking my stupid this morning? Is it okay? Is it blessed and highly favored? I like my stupid.
Reassurance, dog. It's every day we get it.
Okay. Just checking.
Oh,
all right, let the laughs begin. Let there be laughs, hosted by yours truly, Nephew Tommy. This is at the YouTube Theater. It is Netflix is a Joke Festival. Netflix is a Joke Festival. That is May 5th on a Sunday night in Los Angeles, California at the YouTube Theater. You got Kev on stage, Tony Baker, Lavelle Crawford, J.J. Williamson, hosted by yours truly, Nephew Tommy. And then you got my man, Fred Hammond, and his own band sitting in the cut. Kind of feel like a late night talk show. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. That's what it feel like to me. I mean, the vibe. But it is an all clean show. All clean. No profanity. Mm-hmm. So, Steve, stop on by. No cussing allowed.
All right, nephew.
No cussing.
Coming up next, Strawberry Letter. He smells like grease and mothballs. We'll get into that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. It's lying dormant, waiting, and it could reactivate at any time. And while not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful, blistering rash that can last for weeks. Think you're not at risk for shingles? It's time to wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. If you're over 50, talk to your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com by clicking Submit Strawberry Letter. That's all you have to do. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now.
You never know. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, a Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, he smells like grease and mothballs.
Ew.
All right, dear Stephen Shirley, I met a man online, and he's a decent guy that's 8 years older than I am. He's 59 and divorced, and I have never been married. When we met, we talked about everything, and I really got to know him. I found out that he's the cafeteria manager at an office building downtown, and he loves to cook. He lied on his dating profile and said he's a chef, so I brought that up to him. All he did was brag about his cooking, and he said he's the best chef I'll ever meet. So our first date was a makeshift picnic at a park by my office, and he brought all of the food. My first impression of him was not good. He looked like his profile picture, thank you, but he was all sweaty, slouchy and sweaty. He said he was rushing to wrap up all of the food and make it to the date on time. He smelled like grease and mothballs. Everything we ate was fried. He called it his Southern Soul Food Fest. It was a total mess, and I told him I couldn't eat that much greasy food. I told him he smelled like fried chicken, and he thought it was a compliment. I can only assume he has a problem with flying insects at home because his jeans and his jacket smelled like a lot like mothballs. He smelled awful on our other dates, too. He must not have a vent over his stove, or he might not know how to use it. I think he has great potential, and I don't want to dump him just because he smells like a short order cook all the time. Is there a way to tell him about himself, or will it hurt his pride? He's invited me to his house, but I don't want to smell like him. What do I do? Wow, this is not starting off well, huh? You don't really like a lot about this guy, and I get it, because it would be hard for anyone, I would think, to sit there with someone who came on a date slouchy and smelly. It would make me question his hygiene right off the bat, and that cannot happen. I can't do that. This is the one thing that has to be right. What is it that you like about him again? I'm trying to remember. You even said he must have bugs at home because he smells like mothballs. Well, when you told him he smelled like fried chicken, he thought that was a compliment. I'm sorry. It's a hard no for me with this guy. It really is. I don't think you're that desperate where you have to date a guy with questionable hygiene and it's smelly. This is just not cool. Steve?
You know what?
Yeah.
What? This is a petty letter with a petty problem.
Okay.
But it has potential, according to her. And I don't see it. You know, Shirley asked.
What is it?
You know what? But look, you met this man online. He's a decent guy. He's 8 years older than I am. He's 59 and divorced. Okay, that means you're 51, never been married. Mm-hmm. What's the problem? Already it sound like you. 51 now, lady. Mm-hmm. Never been married. When you meet a 50-year-old man that ain't ever been married, don't the red flag go up for you?
For sure.
Well, it should go up for a man too. We talked about everything. And I finally found out that he's the cafeteria manager at an office building downtown. And he loves to cook. Now, you say he lied on his dating profile and said he's a chef. Well, if he does the cooking down at the office building, but he's also the manager of the cafeteria, but he had to cook at one point, I don't see the lie. Maybe he is a chef. That's the term you would call it, chef, short order cook, chef, burger flipper. He want to call it chef. You know how the game go. And so now, and all he did was brag about his cooking. He said he's the best chef I'll ever meet. And I bet he was. I bet you ain't never dated a chef before. So far, he telling the truth. Now, your first date is a makeshift picnic at a park down there by your office. Then you said, and he bought all the food, but then you said, my first impression of him was not good. He looked like his profile picture, but he was all slouchy and sweaty. Now, the man said he was rushing to wrap up all the food and make it to the date on time. He smelled like grease and mothballs. Everything we ate was fried. He called it his Southern Soul Food Fest. My man, come on. Fried chicken. Fried hush puppies. Fried hot water cornbread.
Come on, big
fried guy. Everything.
Fried corn. Had some fried okra. Yeah, all up in here. Fried chicken. Come on, boy. Ooh, I'm clapping. I'm enjoying the Soul Food Fest to the highest. Mm. It was a total mess. I told him I couldn't eat that much greasy food. You done probably told a lot of men a lot of stuff. That's why your ass by yourself.
Hang on, Steve. All right. We'll have part two of your response coming up. At 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, he smells like grease and mothballs. That's the issue. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, he smells like grease and mothballs.
Well, that's what she say. So She met this man online who's divorced, 8 years older than her. She's 51. They go on a date. He tells her on the profile that he's a chef. Come to find out he's a manager at a food cafeteria down at a business office down there. I'd have lied and said chef, too. He probably do some cooking. And if the cook don't come in, he probably had to do all the damn cooking. Mm-hmm. So y'all first date is a makeshift picnic around the corner from an office you work at. He bought all the food. Then when he got there, he looked like his profile picture, but it was the first impression wasn't good because he was slouchy and sweaty. Well, the man was hustling, trying to get all the food together ready for the date so he wouldn't be late. Mm-mm. Now, he smelled like grease and mothballs. He been in the kitchen cooking. I got it. Everything we ate was fried. He called it his Southern Soul Food Fest. I knew exactly what he had. Hush puppies, hot water cornbread, fried chicken, okra bits fried, fried corn, serving it up. He had them fried mushroom puffs. They was fried too. I'd enjoyed myself.
but you said it was a total mess. And I told him I couldn't eat that much greasy food. See, that's why you 51 ain't never been married, because you bougie.
Because you can't eat greasy food.
Now, you shouldn't have been now. Your fluffy ass don't eat fried chicken. Really, okay? Really.
He was stinking.
Your fluffy ass don't want no damn fried okra. Really? Now, she say he smelled like grease and mothballs and everything we ate was fried. I told him he smelled like fried chicken. He took it as a compliment. Hell yeah. You smell like fried chicken. I know that's right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, baby. Thank you.
I fried it myself. Can't you tell? I did this for you. And then she said, I can only assume he has a problem with flying insects at his house because his jeans and his jacket smell a lot like mothballs. Ugh. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. He smelled awful on our other dates, too. Oh, so you done kept going out with him. Mm-hmm. He must not have a vent over his stove, or he might not know how to use it. Okay, lady. And then out of nowhere, here comes the statement that threw me. What? I think he has great potential, and I don't want to dump him just because he smelled like a short order cook. What? Where did this come from? What potential you talking about? Because the whole letter, you've been dogging the man. Yeah. But so I think on those other dates, you must have enjoyed his conversation, maybe the way he treated you. But now you think there's some potential and you don't want to dump him just because he smell like a short order cook all the time. Is that a way to tell him about himself, or will it hurt? You know, I already told the man he smell like fried chicken.
But he took it as a compliment.
So, but you want to hurt him? So why don't you just go on and say, like, hey, you smell like fried chicken, and but you stink like mothballs. What is going on at your house? Do you have insects in your house? Moss and stuff? Because all your clothes smell like
mothballs. He can't say that.
He 59. He's invited me to his house, but I don't want to smell like him. What do I do?
Don't go over there.
Okay, lady, break up with him. You ain't got nobody. You ain't never had nobody. And you ain't finna get nobody. Because you want somebody perfect. This man is old. You can go in there and straighten out that mothball smell. You can straighten that out. That ain't nothing. He probably need a woman's touch to come in there and show him something anyway. What? He probably packed up all his stuff with the mothballs after that divorce. His ex-wife put all his stuff in the mothball to make it smell that way. He just unpacking and he too old and stupid to know. You could go in there and really straighten this man out and you might have something. But now you don't want to go over his house because I don't want to smell like him. When you come home, you can't shower. You can't send your clothes to the cleaners? Or how about you go over there and say, hey, you know what? I've noticed this smell of mothballs, and now I see why. You know what you ought to do? They got this new detergent out called Febreze. Let me wash your clothes in Febreze and then use these little towelettes when you throw them in the dryer, and you can get rid of that smell. See, that's how you tell a man without hurting his pride. See, instead of telling a person the problem, why don't you tell him the problem with the solution? Then he ain't hurt. He might see a kindness in you that no other man has ever seen before. Because you ain't been married and you 51. Ain't nobody wanted you up until now.
Uh-uh.
Oh, wow.
No, ain't no uh-uh.
That
could
have been her choice.
Ooh, wow.
What you mean that could have been her choice?
To stay single.
Okay, why is she on the dating site?
Well, now she wants to get married. Yeah.
Yeah, you want some, but now you have 100. And now your selection pool has dwindled. You ain't out in the ocean no more. You picking in the puddle. Now what you need to do is take this 59-year-old man that smell like fried chicken and mothball and fix him up.
All right.
Because I got news for y'all. There's something wrong with her too.
Leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter.
Ass don't eat fried chicken. That's why you ain't got it.
On Instagram at Steve Harvey FM.
Okra either.
And check us out on the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app, where free never sounded so good. Coming up next, it is Junior and Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for Junior and Sports Talk. What you got, Junior?
Well, Shirley, congratulations to the University of UConn. Back-to-back titles. They beat Purdue 75-60. Did anybody even care about this game? This was one of the worst championship games I've ever seen.
What happened?
What's up, Ito?
The men's.
The championship game. You didn't get to see it, huh?
What?
You missed it?
You missed it? Where was you?
At work.
Nobody told you. Ain't nobody.
What time did the game come on? Monday night.
You are so crazy.
No, for real, dog. What time did the game
come on? 9 o'clock.
That's 6 o'clock. I was at work.
Yeah. Missed it.
What?
You didn't miss much, big dog. You didn't miss nothing, man.
Spoiler alert, Junior. You told me you won.
I just told you who won the game. You didn't know where you was at.
Dog, I was at work.
Dog, that's the last college game of the season, and you missed it.
And that was Monday night.
Yeah, you didn't see nothing.
I will tell you, I was at work.
You work too much. You're missing everything.
Yeah.
Man.
You saw the women's game, though, dude.
You look so hurt.
You saw the women's?
I ain't see the women.
Oh. Where was you at for the women's game, huh?
That was Sunday.
Wasn't that Sunday?
Yes.
I asked my son, I said, hey, man, show me how to put this game on my phone because I'm going to be out Sunday. Mm-hmm. He said, cool, Dad.
And he didn't do it?
The women's and me.
I got home, the game was over. Don Staley was crying.
World champion, baby. National champion.
And here's the crazy part, Colin Shirley. The women's numbers for that game,
viewership.
I did the men's.
Yeah.
That was how big the women's game was versus the men. Yeah. 24 million people watched the women's championship versus the men, which was only about 17.
Don't give a damn about Purdue and Connecticut.
Yeah. I don't know nobody living either one. I don't know.
Stop Purdue.
Do you know how much stuff, man? Like Tom said, we turned the game up. I watched bass fishing. I bought that little hole, that water hose, that shrink. I got that. I ordered that. I saw the infomercial for that.
You ordered the what?
The water hose that shrink up real fast.
The shrink.
I ordered that during the game. I saw the iRobot that sweep the house without even. I got that. I got
the men's national championship game.
Got everything I need for the house. Game was nothing. You ain't missing nothing, big dog. Don't feel bad.
All right. Coming up, thank you, Junior. Coming up at the top of the hour, fix your face, Steve. A wife wants to know why her husband won't pay off a lady he slept with.
What?
We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Imagine a sharp, stabbing pain on your skin. Sounds like a nightmare, right? While individual experiences may vary, it's how some people describe shingles. This painful blistering rash could interrupt your life for weeks. It could even force you to cancel social events or weekend plans. Over 99% of adults 50 years or older already carry the virus that causes shingles. 1 in 3 people will get it in their lifetime. Why wait? Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles today.
This is from, Steve, this is from Shaquila in Murfreesboro. She says, last month my husband had sex with one of our employees inside the stockroom. Okay, if that's not shocking enough. Well, the employee is trying to extort money from us, so we are lucky that the whole sexual encounter was caught on video. I took the video to the police station, and the employee was given a stern warning by police. Now she's threatening to post the video on social media. I'm willing to give her a little hush money to go away, but my husband said, let her do whatever she's going to do. Has he no shame? How can he not consider my feelings in this?
Now, see, husband was up in that stock room letting it go.
Yeah, he wasn't considering your
That's
feelings.
That's why he
then.
Said, you can put this out. This is like advertising going, so I had up on top of that bucket.
The bucket?
But see,
this is a good one.
But see, here's the deal. Because you're not making a stink of it. He not finna pay nothing because the only person he really concerned with is you.
Really? Is he?
That's the only one. Man, listen to me. If you can get away with this and your girl standing in your corner, what you got to pay off so she don't do what? Put it on social media, and
Because the wife already knows.
Right, so. I'm not breaking my marriage, and this ain't gonna hurt my business.
But she doesn't want everyone else to know that her husband was cheating on her.
I understand that's
humiliating for her. Yeah.
We need to see the video.
That's what you got out of that. Yeah. That's what we need to do.
I don't.
Yeah, we need.
Why? What is your fetish for watching everything?
we need to just see what we're talking about. I mean, we're talking about, but we ain't seen it. Let's at least see it.
What is your fetish for wanting to watch?
Let's rewind.
Send me the picture. Let me see it. What does the video look like? What's wrong
exactly.
with you?
I got to see what I'm talking about.
You know he's in the movie, Steve. He's an actor. You know he is.
But you ever notice? I don't care. I don't want to see nobody doing nothing. I don't care nothing about none of that, man. You know, now if you got a still photo or something we talking about, send me the still photo. But a video of somebody doing something, man, hey, what?
Miss you with that. One more time, Tommy. What?
Let's see it so we can discuss it further. Good God. Not
that
hard.
Nephew, Steve.
It's like a body cam. You got to see it. We need to see what happened, you know?
Like the police?
Yeah.
You can make an intelligent assessment of what really went
down. Thank you, Shirley. That's all I'm saying.
I think, though, this husband has gotten away with almost like murder here. I mean,
yes. Yeah.
This,
don't say murder now.
I mean, seriously. You know.
No, I agree.
Yeah. In the stock room with an employee on tape, and your wife is with you.
Yes.
She's
that's
seen the video.
Part, Shirley, that his wife is standing behind him.
Yeah.
He got a good catch.
Oh, you got a good man, Savannah.
Really terrible. He's terrible. The husband is terrible.
He's horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible.
This is ridiculous.
Go on, put the video out. I ain't worried. What?
Yeah. What about your wife? Like she said, heck, how can he not consider my feelings in this, Steve? Really?
I understand what she said.
Yeah.
But didn't y'all just say he's horrible?
Yes, he is.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What? You want him to all of a sudden be great?
Boo. Oh, yeah.
No, listen
Boo.
To me.
No.
He done been with this employee in this closet.
Mm-hmm. Stockroom. Mm-hmm.
Stockroom. Mm-hmm. You hate that about him.
Yeah.
Now you want him to do something righteous?
Yeah, it's never too late to do what's right.
Maybe try to make it up to his wife.
Yeah, you know how many times it's too late to do something right? I don't know where y'all be getting these sayings from without thinking them through. It's never too late to do right. It's way too damn late.
She's still with him. She's still with him.
I tell you right now, usually standing in front of the judge, it's really too late now.
Coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
Let me see the tape.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Here's a quick fashion tidbit for the men, Steve. You'll want to hear this. Male handbags are having a moment, with many celebrities sporting designer bags and totes now. According to Vogue Business, sales for men's designer bags have jumped considerably in the past years. The reason is convenience. All right, simple as that, convenience. So, Steve, this is nothing new for you. We know that you've been rocking designer bags for years, whether it's a crossbody, a backpack, a duffel bag. So what is that like for you? I mean, is it convenient? Do you feel it, or is it a fashion statement?
Yeah, I mean, I can carry my stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like a woman.
I got two phones, you know. Mm-hmm. I've been rocking, but I bought some nice ones, too. I bought a cold one the other day.
Uh-huh.
My wife bought me another travel bag, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I've been on that. Junior, he don't do that right now.
Junior, no. Hell no, because I'm looking at you crazy. Like, what? I can't open my wallet in my hand and my wife open hers, too. We can't both have pocketbooks. I'm not doing that.
But it's masculine. You can wear it in a masculine way, too.
I don't know how to do that. I ain't got there.
You're not there yet. Tommy?
Nah, that's Tommy.
Oh, I got plenty of backpacks. I got you. Every medicine that's on my nightstand is in that bag. I need that.
It has to stay with you.
I got to have that bag.
Now, I do believe there's an age limit for backpacks. Now, I think his old ass is at it.
What should he carry?
I got a red bottom backpack, man. I got a fly backpack.
Year old, 57 years old backpack.
Coming up in 33 minutes after, we'll play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It's time now for a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather $1.3 billion annuity payment or $621 million cash option?
How that work, Unc? I don't know about that.
Well, it's a 20-year period they'll pay you out.
Mm-hmm.
So let's do some numbers. All right. Let's just do a little bit of arithmetic. If you got $1 billion over 10 years, that's $100 million a year.
Uh-huh.
Break that down by 12 months. You're looking at $100 million a year. Break that down by 10. That's $10 million a month. About eight something a month. $8 million a month, I guess.
Mm-hmm. I could do that.
You could do that.
$8 million a month, and then stretch it on out. $100 million a year.
What a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give me the six.
Yeah, the cash out. What are we talking about
35
here?
$35 million.
Let's move on.
Y'all can have that other $500 million on top of mine and work it on out.
All right, would you rather ride the tallest roller coaster or would you rather slide down the curviest water slide? Which one? Roller coaster or water slide?
I'm going to take that slide.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Slide. Yeah.
But slide into what?
Water.
Give me the roller coaster. I changed my mind. I can't even be in water.
If I'm in that roller coaster, I need another pair of pants, drawers. I need everything.
Oh, I
ain't
gonna be
no
roller coaster.
I can't stand roller coasters.
Oh, I love roller coasters.
But man, slide down that slide, the longest, slipperiest, curviest, and then shoot my ass in that water.
And it's cold. Don't forget that. The water.
I ain't worried about that. Damn that. It's the going down that's going to create a lot of trauma. And then it shoots you in the air. Then when I land in that water, I got a whole nother situation. Ain't nobody said nothing about how deep the water is. Man.
All right. So you're going to take the roller coaster then?
Yeah, and I hate it. But I can't go down there.
All right. Would you rather have small feet and long toes, or would you rather have big hands and short fingers?
Well, I let a little fella
come on, Tommy. Answer.
I'm going to go with big hands and short fingers.
You got that now.
I don't know why.
I knew that.
Both of them look straight flicked it, but go ahead.
You
yeah,
got, and you,
so which
you
one
doing?
You got, Junior?
I got the same thing.
Big hands, short fingers.
Yeah.
So what's the other one? What's the other option?
The other one is small feet, long toes.
Yeah. They both look
good. Okay, which one? We got to go.
Come on.
Well, I don't know what to tell you, but I ain't got no. I'll take the. Let's see. I'll take the big hands with the little short fingers.
So all of you guys, the same thing. All right, thank you. That's today's round of Would You Rather. Coming up next, our last break of the day, and we'll close out the show with the one and only Steve Harvey right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. All right, guys, here we are. Last break of the day on this Wednesday. It's been a good day.
Yep.
Steve?
Yeah.
Any parting words?
You know, yeah, I do.
Closing.
My closing remarks today is based off a lesson that Judge Greg Mathis taught me back in 2009, I think it was. Yeah, somewhere in that. He was at an incident that I was at that happened to me. And immediately following the incident, I was going to enact my own form of judgment. In other words, I was going to take matters into my own hands. Judge Mathis grabbed me and pulled me to the side, and he taught me a lesson that I've never forgot. He said, "Brother, listen to me. I understand how you feel." He said, "But you can't be big and small at the same time." That lesson that Judge Mathis taught me that day has kept me through a lot of times. You can't be big and small at the same time. If you wondered what it was, here's the deal. Have you ever had to make a decision that required you to take the high road? Have you ever had to make a decision that had to make you elevate yourself against the opposition? And as uncomfortable as that is, as unfair as that might seem, as unjustified as this oftentimes is, that's just the road you have to take. Now, I know it would seem easy to get out on their level and handle it, but then what are we really talking about? What's the real benefit there? And so many times in your life, you're going to have to be the bigger person. Now, I heard somebody saying one time, if you always got to be the bigger person, you got to stop hanging around all these small people. That's a true statement, too. But I've decided many times in my life to be the bigger person because it sets an example. It teaches a lesson. See, once you take vengeance out of the equation, once you take the "I got to get even with you" out of the equation, it actually frees you up. Because, man, I can't tell you the energy I used to spend figuring out how I was going to get back at somebody. I can't tell you the energy I have spent in my life when I see them, I'm going to show them. Do you know, man, that I looked for a dude one time for 11 years? 11 years I looked for a dude who had wronged me. 11 years I looked for him. I'm talking about every store I went in. Hey, man, your boy just left out. I run out the door, try to jump in the car to back. Hey, man, your man was just at the club. Man, he just left. Man, you ain't see your dude. He was over here. Nobody knew that I had it in for this guy. I spent 7 years, 7 years looking for this guy. Do you know what happened? My mama died. And he sent to my mama's funeral the biggest bouquet at the funeral. And he said, hey, man, sorry for your loss. Do you know at that moment, what he had done to me 7 years ago did not even matter to me? Because the best person I ever knew in my life was laying in a box up there and I was saying goodbye to her. And all of a sudden, the real perspective of things crashed in on me. Man, you've been looking for this dude, man. This dude don't even know you've been looking for him. You done spent all this energy looking for him. He really don't think what he did to you was all that was wrong. And now he done sent to your mama's funeral the biggest bouquet there. Hey, man, sorry for your loss. That's the day I let it go. And I can't tell you, I could probably give you example of how I've wasted my energy trying to seek revenge or trying to get back at somebody. What a waste of time, Steve Harvey. What a waste of energy. And as I've gotten older, my mama died 27 years ago, so I've grown from that. I stopped chasing people. I stopped harboring against people. I started being the bigger man. Now, in 2009, I had a setback, and I was going to enact my own form of revenge and judgment one night until Judge Mathis pulled me to the side and reminded me, you can't be big and small at the same time. See, when you're on a mission somewhere, y'all, you got to be aware of the distractions. The devil is smart. He sends stuff your way to keep you off course. He know how to get to you. And he got imps that's working for him 24/7 that's on call, who he will put in your path just to distract you. Don't get distracted. Stay on the wall. Keep climbing that corporate ladder. Keep following your dream. Keep chasing all the possibilities. Keep living a life filled with hope and anticipation. Don't get caught up in these small-minded people that's trying to slow you down and cause a distraction, because they ain't going nowhere. They don't want you to go nowhere either. Well, I got news for you. I'm going somewhere. I'm on my way somewhere. God has a plan for me. I'm living in my purpose. I'm waking up every day on a mission to do something greater towards my ending goal. And you ain't got nothing to do with that. I'm not going to allow you to bring me down, not for a moment. I'm not going to take none of my light and shine it on you to address something you said about me. You a hater, man. That's all you are. You just a hater. And the sad truth about it is, nothing you said changes anything God has for us. What God got for you, y'all, understand there's no man can stop it, block it, or bring about his demise. But what they need to be careful is they might be bringing about their own. Keep living your life. You can't be big and small at the same time. Y'all keep your head about that. Hey, listen to me, y'all. Talk to God today. He would absolutely love to hear from you. And it don't matter if it's been a while. I think I'm going to do just that, too. All right, y'all have a good one.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Time.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.